This is 1320 WILS, the Capital City Recap. Another incredibly windy day. It seems like these breezy, rainy days are not coming to an end. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm with James Platy, my producer, making sure the audio is out there and working properly. It's a packed show, so let's get right into it. The Lansing City Council tonight is discussing the police budget and how exactly the millage money the voters approved will be used. We're going to try to make some sense of why the City Council and Mayor Bernero are not seeing eye to eye on the issue. To do that, I'm joined by Councilmember Aylin Robinson, who recently announced that she'll be running for the State House Representative seat being vacated by term-limited Joan Bauer. To talk about it all, Aylin joins me now. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be with you.
Okay, so let's start with this issue here, the millage money and police. What is the rub? The mayor says he wants to spend $300,000 of the millage money to upgrade the armory, to make it a consolidated police station. Some estimates are that it would save almost $200,000 annually. Isn't that a smart fiscal move?
Well, it may be a smart fiscal move. However, if it was presented to taxpayers as for direct police and fire services, and that is what they believe they were going to be getting by voting yes for the millage, then I think that creates a rub because it gets into, well, what did we believe we were voting for, and what is it, are we now being told the money will be used for, and that sets up a classic clash, which is taking place this evening, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking.
Now, didn't the wording of the proposal, though, allow for things other than hiring police officers?
Sure it did. However, that was not at all the intent. I know, having sat in the meetings and crafted with the city attorney and the vice president, the explanation of the millage, that it was not presented as, oh, and we may put almost $200,000 into capital needs for a building. That's fine if that's a part of the continuum that you wanted to have considered. That was never uttered when we went out and knocked the doors and presented.
For those who see these disagreements like this one between the city council and the mayor, and they wonder, is there some kind of a political motive underneath it all when it's something that could probably be just handled with a meeting? Is there some political dynamic here? Would you say that some members at least have a motive of wanting to resist the mayor's proposal simply because it says?
Well, I know historically we've had battles that have been surmounted to that, and certainly understand that that's not at all what folks elected us to do. However, when you have a difference being made of putting four more officers on the street or looking at a building right now, we just had the representative from FOP down who explained we understand that we need to look at some facility upgrades. However, our goal and our heart is to have more officers on the street. So when you hear that, it's not a simple thing, and it's certainly not to be poo-pooed on and said, well, why can't you guys just play nice? Well, I think what some of us are standing up for is the fact that residents have said our public safety right now means to us boots on the ground.
I see. Although the seven police officers that were laid off would return to the force, under this millage proposal, so at least that much would be re-intact, right?
Correct. Where we understand if the millage had not have been passed, which is one of the reasons some of us worked so hard to get it passed, there would have been 30 officers lost. So I certainly understand the semantics of this, that we are rolling back and forth between, well, we could have lost more, but now we have the millage, we can get officers and improvements to, some capital needs that we have. That's just simply not acceptable for me because it's not what I believe that the residents of Lansing believed they were voting for.
Now, I want to ask you about the casino plan. That's a very different situation. It seemed to have been whisked through the city council at an incredibly fast speed. Other than the timeline that the mayor proposed for the project himself, is there any reason to move so quickly that we didn't spend more time, maybe even a year, considering the plan and getting more voter feedback on it?
The timeline was the essence of what we were being pressed about, of course. And then on top of that, the partnership that was being proposed with the particular tribe was attached. And so a number of different variables would have been displaced had we have waited. So that's one of the reasons that, and also we were brought in before we put it onto the docket for public meetings and we began discussing it on the floor. Council members were brought in a couple at a time, and we were given a presentation and had a lot more information going into the discussion.
Do you feel, though, that considering the enormity of a project like this, that it may have moved a little too quickly?
No, I think we've had the casino concept, several different deals batted around for a number of years. And so to see it come to fruition and be put in front of us, I don't think that anyone was very surprised. Some of the particulars were different, of course, but I don't think that anyone was surprised that it ultimately came before us.
I see. So it was out there. You knew something was coming. Just one last quick question on this. There's a proposal for some more casinos in the area. Do you generally think that's a good idea, that we should have one, two, maybe even a couple casinos here in the Lansing area?
Well, I certainly think you can get saturated in an area because we also have a number that are yet surrounding us in other cities, and I think the market will dictate to the need for additional casinos.
I'm talking to Aylin Robinson. She's a Lansing City Council member running for the State House seat that term-limited State Representative Joan Bauer is leaving now. I do want to talk to you about that because you're going to be coming into the House as a Democratic minority if you are elected. You've seen what's happened over the last year or so. Have Democrats done enough, in your mind, to fight against the Republican agenda?
I think they've fought with everything that they have. But again, being in a minority, many times the fight does not then reflect what you see that comes out in the final product. And that's one of the reasons that I think it's so important that I run, one. And it's so important that leadership from Lansing that has been wrestling with dollars that, as we say, roll downhill from the Capitol to the local municipalities is someone has an understanding of that, and I certainly do, and I'm the one that's been dealing with all of the strings that have been attached to dollars for revenue sharing and other projects that come to the city of Lansing. So I think that's a natural progression, especially with having worked on the behalf of Lansing.
What are you going to do, though? I mean, as a state representative there in the overwhelming minority in this case, how are you going to have any of your concerns move forward? Are you not going to have to basically sit there and vote against everything Republicans are passing through?
That tickles me, actually. I thought you were going to say just kind of take it. No, I'm not that type of a leader. I actually am known for being pretty bold, but in that boldness, I know how to build relationships and coalesce around particular things that we can agree with and agree to disagree without being disagreeable. And those kind of skills and the quorum that I've really, really worked hard here at City Council to bring back to our meetings, I think would bode well as I begin to work with others in the legislature, even coming from a minority perspective.
So the Republicans came in. We had a humongous deficit, and now a year later, we're sitting on a surplus. Do you want to give them a round of applause?
I think we certainly are working to make sure that the state of Michigan is in a better position. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the manner in which everything was done. However, we certainly want Michigan to continue to thrive and be a place that we can bring business to and that we can encourage residents to stay in.
Well,
momentum is good.
Well, that's
that momentum we want to have.
That's in fact what they say they've been doing, right? They took away the Michigan business tax. They're now pursuing the removal of the personal property tax. Do you support these kinds of measures?
What I support are our working class, middle of the road families, and I want to make sure they're protected. Along the way, I want to make sure we're not taking dollars from our retirees we're not taking dollars from individuals who have worked to contribute to the system, and I think we've had some of those missteps, and so I think we need to continue to have folks who will stand up and speak out for the middle class, the working class, such as my family and I are, and that we make sure that those that have gone before us and mm-hmm. paid their dues are not then pulled upon unnecessarily into their pocketbooks where they cannot afford to be.
One last thing, you know, as a state representative, I have to ask you, is there a bill that you have in mind right now that you can't wait to present if and when you do get to the House?
Well, there's actually a number of them, but there is one piece that I have got to make sure does not fall. Representative Bauer has been working with a number of others on the equal pay for equal work, and I am pledged to make sure that we continue to move the payment for the work of females and women around the state to an equitable pay status. So that would be something I would come in and immediately embrace and be working towards. Also looking at the school funding and how it is distributed, as well as revenue sharing to the local municipalities. Those are all areas that are extremely, extremely important to me.
Aileen Robinson, currently a council member here at the Lansing City Council, now running for the state representative seat that is currently being held by Joan Bauer. Aileen, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good evening.
You too.